We're on.
Tona Rabbonon. Summa. Summa, somebody who is blind. Umi she'eino yochel lechavein es haruchais. What does that mean? He's not able to be mechavein es haruchais. Says Rashi, slightly up the Amud. Lechavein es haruchais. Letzad eretz Yisrael. Kedeboinon lemeimar tail. Tail is a hill or a mound. Shehakol poinim boy. That all turn to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the hill or the mount which all turn to. If for some reason you are unable, either physically because he's blind, or for whatever reason unable to direct your attention towards Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara, so what do you do? Yichavin liboy kineged oviv shebashomayim. So he should mechaven his leiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as it says, as the pasuk in Malachim Aleph, v'hispalalu el Hashem. Ultimately, tefillah is directed towards Hashem. Hoya oimeid b'chutz la'aretz. If somebody is standing in chutz la'aretz, then yichavin es liboy keneged eretz Yisrael, then he should be directing his heart, and not just his heart, also in a physical manner, he should be turning towards eretz Yisrael. Shenema, a pasuk also in Melachim, v'hispalalu eilecho, and they will daven to you, Hashem, derech aretzom, via their land, via eretz Yisrael. Hoya oimeid but Eretz Yisrael. What happens if you're standing in Eretz Yisrael itself? Then it's more specific. Yechaven es liboy keneged Yerushalayim. So then you should mechaven your heart to Yerushalayim. Shenemar v'hispalalu el Hashem derech ho'ir. They will daven to Hashem via the city asher bocharta, that you chose. And what happens if Hayoimed be Yerushalayim? If they were standing actually in Yerushalayim? So then, Yechavin es liboy keneged Beis HaMikdash. So then he'll be mechavin his heart towards the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. Shenema, because it says, V'hispalalu el habayis hazeh. And they will daven towards the bayis. So it's towards Eretz Yisrael, followed by towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis HaMikdash. Hoya oimeid Beis HaMikdash. And what happens if he was actually standing in the Beis HaMikdash? So it's more specific yet. Yechavein es liboy keneged beis kodshe hakodoshim. So then he should mechaven his heart towards the kodesh hakodoshim. Shenemar v'hispalalu el hamokoyim hazeh. So you see how the pasuk becomes more and more limited, more and more specific. Initially it starts derech aretzom, to their eretz. And then to the ear, Yerushalayim, and then to the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash. And then even in the Beis HaMikdash, there is a specific Mokum within that, which is the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Hoya oimeid b'beis kodesh HaKodoshim. And what happens if it's more specific yet? You are actually in the Kodesh Kodshim. Then yechavein es liboy keneged beis HaKapoyres. So then he should direct his heart to the kapoyres. The kapoyres is, of course, the lid on top of the oroin, on which the kruvim, the two kruvim, were placed and that represents the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Hoya oimed achoire beis hakapoiras. Now what does that mean, achoire, behind the beis hakapoiras? So look at Rashi. Says Rashi, B'ma'arav ho'azoro. B'ma'arav ho'azoro. On the west-hand side of the Azoro, Hoyu Yud Aleph Amo. There were 11 Amos of Chotzer, of the courtyard, Mi Koisel Beis HaKodoshim, from the wall of the Kodesh HaKodoshim, Le Koisel Ma'arovi Shel Azoro. To the western wall of the Azoro. We have to understand the placement of the Beis HaMikdash. As you entered the Beis HaMikdash, of course you entered the Ohel Moed, in which there was the Menorah, and the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach. On the left-hand side, as you entered, you would have seen the Menorah. That was the south. On your right-hand side, you would have seen the Shulchan, that was on the north. As you continued walking towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, of course you're walking in a westerly direction. South on the left, north on the right. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the west side of the Ohel Moed. Beyond the Kodesh Kodshim, that's what's being described over here, was 11 amos, that's about 5 or 6 meters or so, until the wall of the Chotzer. The Chotzer was the courtyard in which the Beis HaMikdash was situated. So if you are standing behind the Kodesh Kodshim, meaning in that 11 amos, says Rashi, V'ha'oimed shom, whoever is standing there, machzir ponov, he would turn around, turn his face, le beis hakapoires, le mizrach. He would now have the beis hakapoires on his eastern side. He would have to turn around to face it because he has gone past it. And he would then have to face the beis hakapoires from behind. And that's what the Gemara says. Look back in the Gemara.
Why did the Gemara need to tell us that? It already told us if we're in the beis hamikdash, you have to face toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Yeah, this person's not in the Beis HaMikdash. He's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. He's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. He's in between the 11 Amos from the Kodesh Kodshim to the Chotzer. That's not the Beis HaMikdash. That's in the courtyard in which the Beis HaMikdash is situated.
Oh, it's not an alleyway in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Oh,
The actual building of the Beis HaMikdash consists of the Ohel Moed and the Kodesh Kodshim.
Okay.
Beyond that, there is what's called the Chotzer. That is the entire courtyard in which the building of the Beis HaMikdash is situated, says the Gemara. Hoyoimed achoire beis hakapoires. So then, yire atzmoi ki'ilu lifnei hakapoires. So he has to situate himself in front of that kapoires, in whichever direction that takes. Nimtza, it therefore turns out that wherever you are, Oimed b'mizrach, if you're standing on the eastern side, Machzir ponov l'ma'arov, you would then face to the west. And if you are b'ma'arov, Machzir ponov l'mizrach, you would face the east. B'doroim, Machzir ponov l'tzofoin. And b'tzofoin, Machzir ponov l'doroim. Nimtza, it would therefore turn out, Kol Yisrael mechuvonin es libom lemokoim echad. Everybody ultimately, although maybe facing different directions, but ultimately they're all facing the same point. Which means that we often refer to as we face Mizrach when we daven. It's true that for us, we do face Mizrach, and all of us coming from Chutz La'aretz, we always face Mizrach. But it's not always the case. If you live in Tzfat up north, you are certainly not davening towards Mizrach. You're davening southward. And if you live in Hebron down south, or in Africa, even further south, then you'd be facing north. And if you live to the east of Eretz Yisrael, if you live in parts of Asia, etc., then you'd be facing west. So wherever you're situated, you're always ultimately facing towards the Beis HaMikdash, Eretz Yisrael, and therefore all of Klal Yisrael ultimately are pointing in one direction, says the Gemara. In conclusion, Omer Rav Ovin v'itema Rav Avina, my kra, what is the posuk that would sum all of this up? This is the posuk in Shir HaShirim. And it says, K'migdal David tzavorech, your neck is like the building of David, bonui l'talpiyos. What does that mean, talpiyos? Talpiyos literally means like a turret, I think. So the Gemara explains that the word talpiyos means it's the tail. Tail is a hill. We know Yerushalayim, it's on top of a hill, the Beis HaMikdash. Shekol piyos poinim boy. That all, what is piyos? How do you translate piyos?
Turn.
All corners, I think. All corners of the globe, like the word peah. All corners of the globe, everybody is facing this turret, this hill. Now look at Tosfos. We will not learn four places because it's based on a text that Tosfos says is incorrect. Anyway, have a look at Tosfos, Letal Pios. Tail Shekol Pios Poinimboi. Ukahach Shmeitzer, and like this Gemara, Kaimalon, we hold Lalocha. Vechein Maskinon Belo Yachpoir. So too is the Maskona in the Perek in Baba Basra called Lo Yachpoir. The Ka'omar, because it says there, Atun, you, the Kaimitun Litzfoina de Eretz Yisrael, who are standing in the north of Eretz Yisrael, Adrimu, you have to face, the Doraim, you have to face the south. So you see that what? Mufurisha Gemara, that we don't all stand in one direction. Rather, it depends on where you're situated. Here we have a Mufurisha Gemara that says if you're in the north, you've got to look southward. Veloi kahani amaroi de la'el. And not like some other Amoroim, the Pligi who have a machloikas, I hashchino b'mizrach oy b'ma'arov. There is actually a discussion amongst Amoroim where would we consider the shchino to be situated, in the west or on the eastern side, and that would dictate which direction we face. We don't hold like that, and we say under all circumstances, wherever you may be, you face Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh Kodesh. And therefore, says Tosas in conclusion, Achshav, now, Onu B'ma'arova, we in the West, who's we? Tosas is writing in Europe.
In France, yeah.
Tosas writes in France. The Bali Tosas lived in France, in Europe. So we live on the west of Eretz Yisrael, Onu B'ma'arova Shel Eretz Yisrael, Al Kain. Therefore, Onu Poinin, we turn l'mizrach. So wherever you are in the world, you always turn towards Eretz Yisrael. There is a little bit of a discussion, l'halacha, on how particular must you be. How particular must you be? I remember when I learned in the Mir Yeshiva, it was always a bit of a strange sight. Because in the main Beis HaMedrash, as we know, the Mir Yeshiva has several Bote Medrash, but in the main Beis HaMedrash, the Aron HaKodesh was in the front, as is traditional. When it came to davening, everybody sort of shifted towards the right. And they were not facing the Aron HaKodesh. everybody was facing about 30 degrees off course from the Beis HaMikdash towards the right. The Mir is in Yerushalayim, and clearly they calculated that the Beis HaMedrash was slightly misaligned. I don't know whether deliberately or mistakenly, but either way, they turned. So it's a little bit of a discussion, because it's actually very hard to find any Beis HaMedrash which is absolutely gun barrel, 100% in line. Obviously, very often geographical landscapes and planning, etc., have to be taken into consideration. And you can't just dump a Beis HaMedrash in the exact direction that you'd like to choose. It's got to fit in with the streets and the housing and etc. So there's a bit of a discussion. So what happens if you're 10 degrees off? Does everybody have to turn? I think the general minhag is, I think it's fairly safe to say, that it's almost never done. I think everybody here will probably tell me, probably agree, that in 99% of shuls we've ever been in, maybe 100% of shuls, everybody simply faces the Aron HaKodesh, and that's that. You don't see people taking out their compass and measuring to the left and measuring to the right. So even if the Aron HaKodesh is in a general Mizrach direction, it's safe to assume that there must be in many shuls that it's not exactly in a Mizrach direction. And yet everybody faces the Aron HaKodesh. So it would seem to be that the general minhag is not to be over exact in this, and it's got to be in the general west-eastern direction, even if it's not 100% accurate. If you have, everybody has a Shulchan Aruch in front of them.
Yeah.
A Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph.
Yeah.
Have a look at Siman Sadi Dalet. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadi Dalet, Sif Aleph. B'kumoy lehispalel, when a person gets up to daven, im hoya oimeid b'chutz la'aretz, if he was standing in chutz la'aretz, yachzir ponov keneged Eretz Yisrael, he should face Eretz Yisrael, v'chavin gam l'Yerushalayim ulamikdosh ulabeis kodesh hakodoshim. Hoya oimeid Be'eretz Yisrael, if you are actually standing in Eretz Yisrael, Yachzir ponov keneged Yerushalayim, v'yichavin gam la'migdosh ulebeis kodesh hakodoshim. Hoyo'imed be'Yerushalayim, Yachzir ponov la'migdosh, v'yichavin gam keneged ulebeis kodesh hakodoshim. Hoyo'imed achayre akapoyres, machzir ponov l'kapoyres. That's really basically a direct quote from the Gemara. What you see from over here is an important point. And that is, if you're standing in Chutz La'aretz, so you've got to face Eretz Yisrael. Now you cannot obviously, in Chutz La'aretz, be told, face Yerushalayim. Or face the Beis HaMikdash. If you're in America, 4,000 miles away from Eretz Yisrael, then you point to Eretz Yisrael. You cannot really be more specific than that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's true. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you're facing towards Eretz Yisrael, but you're being mechaven towards Yerushalayim. So even though geographically, physically, we cannot expect you to turn differently towards the Beis HaMikdash, etc., but either way, you do have to be mechaven in that direction, etc., etc. Have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. B'chutz la'aretz, Perush kishoymed b'chutz la'aretz lemizrocha shel Eretz Yisrael. If you're on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael, you have in ponov lemarov, shu keneged Eretz Yisrael. Ukishoymed mitzad ma'arov, and if you're on the western side, kemoy b'medino isenu, like in our countries, the Mishnah Berurah is writing from Europe, then yafoich ponov lemizrach, and you faced eastward. V'chein b'chol arichos, and therefore, so is true in every single direction. He brings the psukim. Have a look in the Mishnah Berurah. You've got gimel, v'yichavein ritzoinei loyma, yichavein liboy. Af al pisha I efsher loyla hachzir ponov negdom. As we just said, even though it's impossible to literally face negdom towards those specific areas. Uritzoinei loymar sheyachshuv beliboy. What that means is you should think in your heart, v'rayoinoi, and in your mind, ki ilu hu oimed b'migdosh, asher b'Yerushalayim, b'mkoyim kodesh ha-kodosh. Okay, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Siv base, im mispalel l'ruach misha ruchois, if you are, for some reason, davening in a different direction. Now, why would you be davening in a different direction? So we'll see soon in the Mishnah Berurah. Then yitzadei ponov letzad Eretz Yisrael. At least, even if you, your whole goof, your whole body is not facing Eretz Yisrael, but at least try and direct your face towards Eretz Yisrael. Imu b'chutz la'aretz. V'Yerushalayim imu b'Eretz Yisrael, v'lamigdosh imi b'Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what is it in Sivkot Ches? What does it mean if you'd be davening l'ruach mishar ruches? Kegoin. Sheroitze lahachkim. If a person wants to become wise, oi lahashir, or to become wealthy. V'omru chazal, Chazal tell us as a tip. Haroitze lahachkim, if somebody wants to become wise, yadrim, he should face southwards. Why southwards? As we mentioned before, because the menorah was on the south. The menorah was on the south, and the menorah is the makor, is the source of chokhmah and Torah. So if you want to become wise, it says you should face southwards. Laha'ashir, if you want to become wealthy, then you should face Yatspin towards the Tzofein. Why the Tzofein? Because on the northern side of the Beis HaMikdash was the Shulchan, with all the food, the Lechem, which represents Parnasa. So therefore, if you happen to want to follow this Skula, I think I need more Chochmah, so I'm going to face southward. I need more Parnasa, I'm going to face northward. Now, 1 second. It turns out that you're no longer necessarily facing the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says, or another example, oi, as we mentioned in the Gemara, going sheroichav al hachamor, or if he's riding on his donkey, v'i efsher loy lahachzir es atzmoy letzad Eretz Yisrael. And it's impossible for him, physically, for whatever reason, to turn towards Eretz Yisrael. So we have a number of cases where he isn't facing Eretz Yisrael. Mikol mokoim yitzadeit ponov. He should at least turn his face. L'kayim ma shenemar v'spalulu eilecho derech arz. Fine. At least you should turn your face in that direction. Now, look at the Ramah back in Sif Beis, in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah, v'onu, who's we? We in Europe, remember the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, was written by Rabbi Yosef Karo in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramah was written in Europe. Va'anu shemachzirim ponenu lemizrach. We face towards the east. Why is that? B'pnei she'anu yoishvim, because we live b'ma'arova shel Eretz Yisrael. We live on the western side of Eretz Yisrael. V'nimtza ponenu l'Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we must face Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Ein Oisin Mekoim Ha'orain. We do not place the Aron HaKodesh V'tzad HaTfilah Neged Zrichas HaShemesh Mamish. In the direction of where the sun would shine. Kizehu Derech HaMinim. Minim is the Apikorosim. Rak Mechavnim Neged Emtza Hayoim. Emtza Hayoim. What does this mean? A little bit tricky. Have a look briefly in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tes. We face towards the Mizrach, says the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Tes. Ulefi shetzarech lehispalel letzad Mizrach. Because we have to daven towards the eastern direction, therefore, noagu, the custom is nekvoya haheichol shesefer Torah b'soichoi, the box which we call the Aron HaKodesh, in which the Sefer Torah is placed, we put that b'koisel mizrachi. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us a very important halacha. Essentially, there is no strict halacha that says you must put the Aron HaKodesh on the eastern side. It's rather because we are facing the eastern side. Why? Nothing to do with the Aron HaKodesh. Because we are facing towards Eretz Yisrael, so that's where we put the Aron HaKodesh as well. But if you're on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael, such that you daven towards the west, then the Aron HaKodesh would follow suit. It would be put in the west. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if you can't do that? Ve'im e'efsher loy l'kvoya b'mizrach. And what happens if, for whatever reason, it's impossible and you cannot put the Aron HaKodesh on the eastern side? Then yikba b'dorim. Then at least put it on the southern side. The al kolponim, but either way, loy lamarov. Whatever you do, don't put it on the western side. If you put it on the western side, if you can imagine, for example, the Gra Shul as it's currently situated. When you walk into the doors of the main Beis HaMedrash, as you are standing in the doorway and you see the Aron HaKodesh ahead of you, you're facing towards east. Behind you is the west, is Ma'arov. Now imagine if the Aron HaKodesh was not in the front of the shul, but the back of the shul, next to the door. It would turn out that everybody's davening towards the front, and yet the Aron HaKodesh is in the back, which means you have your back towards the Aron HaKodesh, and that can't be done. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Va'al kolponim loy lemarov. Either way, do not put the Aron HaKodesh on the western side. Why? She'yeh achoyre ha'om laheichol. Because otherwise the back of the people will be towards the heichol, be towards the Beis HaMikdash. Umiyu afilu kovu haheichol b'koisel acher. Don't make a mistake, says the Mishnah Berurah. Even though we said there might be precedent to put the Aron HaKodesh elsewhere. For example, you cannot put it on a strictly eastern direction, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's a very important halacha. Sorich lamispalel lahachzir ponov lemizrach. Even if you cannot, for whatever reason, put the Aron HaKodesh in the front of the shul on the eastern side, and you're forced to put it to the left or to the right. We said, don't put it behind you, but maybe to the left or the right. But the davening is not in the direction of the Aron HaKodesh. You would still daven towards the east. And this is a very important halacha, because some people mistakenly think that we daven towards the Aron HaKodesh. It's not. It's the exact opposite. We daven towards the east, and that's why we put the Aron HaKodesh there. And if we can't put it there, then so be it. But that doesn't change the direction in which we daven.
So it begs the question, if Mizrach is 30 degrees to the right of the Aron Kodesh, why don't we shift 30 degrees to the right?
We should, that's what I'm saying. It seems to be that we're not over particular. So if the Aron HaKodesh would be on the left, such that turning left would be 90 degrees, of course, yes, you should face Mizrach. But it would seem to me that the general minhag is to be mekel. I remember when we were, still are, designing our shul here in Ramah Gimel, we were given a plot of land. So remember, I discussed with one of the rabbonim, how accurate must we be? You know, must we tell our architect, listen, here is the eastern side, take a compass, work out where Yerushalayim is, and have it absolutely aligned. And the indication I got was, yes, of course we try in a general direction, but more often than not, it's an impossibility. But I can tell you, if you've ever been to the Meir Yeshiva, there it's quite a big turn. It's not just, you know, 5 or 10 degrees. It's almost 45 degrees. Okay, let's just press pause and then we'll okay. Reach you. Shabura, we'll re-begin. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkoten Yud. We have Ponenu LaMizrach. We have our face towards the Mizrach. Ve'im Omad LeTzofoin. Another very important halacha. What happens if you were facing towards the Tzofoin? Oiladorin. You are facing in the wrong direction. This can be very negeya if you're out and about and you're on Tiul. And you miscalculate it, and you're davening in a particular direction. And then, v'hizkiru loy, they reminded it, and they pointed it out. You're in the middle of Shmoneh Esra, and somebody says to you, 1 second, you're facing the opposite, the wrong direction. Osur la'akoir raglov. It is osur to be oikor raglov. La'afoich la'mizrach. You can't move your feet in the middle of davening. Elo, Ya'akim ponov la'mizrach. He should try and twist his head in that direction, but he cannot move his feet. Vodai bozeh. Afilu im mispalel im acherim. Even if he finds himself davening with others, shepneihem la'mizrach. And they are davening in the right direction, so it's going to be very bizarre. Right? Imagine you're in the park on a grey beard trip. Bezrat Hashem. You find yourself in the park in mincha time, and somebody begins davening and he miscalculated and everybody else calculated correctly, and you look up and you see you're the only one davening in the wrong direction. So it looks very bizarre. Here you have 9 people or more davening in one direction and you're the only one davening in the wrong direction. It's too bad. You cannot move your feet in the middle of Shmoneh Esra. Rather, you should just try and shift your head towards Mizrach. Ve'im i'efsher. And what happens if it's impossible? For whatever reason, I don't know, his neck hurts, and he cannot possibly shift his head or more. What happens? Oisha'imid ponov l'marov. Or imagine he's facing the west. So you can hardly tell him, well, just point your face to the east. That's 180 degrees. He hasn't got eyes at the back of his head. So it's too bad. He's stuck. So he doesn't have any eitzah left, because we just said that he cannot move his feet. He's in a situation in which he cannot either move his head. So what should he do? And the answer is nothing. Rather, yichavein liboy lakodshei kodoshim, v'loy ya'akoir raglov, v'loy ya'akoir raglov. So what should he do? Ishmachavan his lev. If he can't turn his goof and he can't move his feet or his face, then at least ishmachavan his lev. He should think that he's davening in the general direction of the Kodesh Kodshim, but he should not move his feet. Now, ach, im mitzah mispala b'beis ha-kneses, this is a very big chiddush, but if you're not in the park, or you're not davening at home, but rather you're in a shul, the av shemilsa, what does that mean, the av shemilsa? Avshamilsa means it's a public matter. Meaning, if you're at home, we gave the example before, you're on a trip. Imagine you wouldn't be on a trip, you're at home. You grab a siddur and you start davening mincha. Corona, you're not going out, and suddenly you realize you're facing the wrong direction. Do not move your feet. Try and move your head. If that's not possible, then be mechaven liboy the Kodesh Kodesh. But what happens if it happens in shul? Happens, okay, you come to shul, and for some reason you lost yourself and you ended up in the wrong direction. Metzadeid b'prima godim. The prima godim leans in the direction, and he says, loyma to say, the yafoich es atzmoy letzad hakohol. V'chein posak b'seifa shulchan shleimai. A phenomenal chiddush. Maybe therefore we were wrong. When we said about the park with the greybeards, maybe you should move yourself. The Mishnah Berurah says, everything I've been discussing until now is talking about when you are davening as a yochid. But if you're davening and there's a whole bunch of people there, so it's avsha milsa, it's a public matter, so either it's a chilul Hashem, or it just looks very peculiar, so then indeed you should move. Not just your head, but rather your whole goof. Tremendous chiddush, tremendous chiddush. Now, another fascinating halacha. Beis HaKnesses, what happens if there would be a shul, she'emidu, they have situated, boy, es oran ha-kodesh, litzad droim ha-olam. For whatever reason, either mistakenly or deliberately, they put the Beis HaMikdash on the Doraim. So you have to know, in a regular Beis HaMikdash, if the Mizrach is on the front, then Doraim would be on the right-hand side. On the right-hand side. So it's where they put the Menorah always on Hanukkah. You put the Menorah on the Doraim, just like in the Beis HaMikdash. So imagine if in your shul, wherever you daven, the Aron HaKodesh is traditionally in the front of the shul and Mizrach. Imagine if it was put, for whatever reason, on the right-hand side. Okay. V'kulam mispalalim neged Aron HaKodesh. And imagine if, for some reason, everybody davens towards the Aron HaKodesh, shehu letzad doraim. We said before that even in the event that you're forced to put the Aron HaKodesh elsewhere, you do not daven towards the Aron HaKodesh, but rather you daven towards the east. But what happens if you come into the shul, and for some reason that's not what they're doing? Everybody is davening towards the Aron, which is on the right-hand side. Says the Mishnah Berurah, tremendous chiddush, af shehu sheloi kahoygen, even though that is incorrect, or canal besieve cotton test, as we said before, because you're not supposed to be facing the Aron HaKodesh if it's not in the right direction. Mikol Mokoim, nonetheless, habo lispalel shom. But if you do come to daven there, what should you do? Yispalel letzad shaham tzibur mispalelin. When in Rome, do as the Romans. Ach yitzadid ponov la mizrach, but at least try and make your face in the mizrach. Here you see the tremendous inyan. You should do what everybody else is doing. Don't be different to everybody else. We've seen it in a couple of directions now. If you're in the wrong direction, everybody else is in the right direction, you should actually move yourself in the correct direction. If you're the only one in the correct direction, everybody else is wrong, you should follow them. An unbelievable halacha. You should follow them because that's what everybody else is doing. Try at least and make your ponim towards the Mizrach. A phenomenal chiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, this was a strange halacha where it says, do not put the Aron, here we're talking about in Europe, the Ramah Tumah in Europe, where we daven towards the Mizrach. Do not put the Aron in the direction of where the sun shines. Rather, mechavnin neged emtza hayoyim. Now let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Hai Lishna, says the Mishnah Berurah in Scott Yudalev, is lav dafka. It's not actually accurate. What it means is be'erech chatzi sha isha acharkach she'oz hashemesh kvar nodo har bebema. Couple of lines later, Mishabura sums up. Va'ayin ba'achreinim. In my Mishabura, it's on the last narrow line. Va'ayin ba'achreinim. If you look in the achreinim, she'eskimu kulam. They all agree to this levush. De'be'medinoiseinu. In our medinois, she'ein onu yoshvin b'ma'arova shel Eretz Yisrael. We are not in the west of Eretz Yisrael. Mechuvan. We're not exactly to the west of Eretz Yisrael. Rak noite gamkein litzfoine. We're slightly north. Europe is not to the west of Eretz Yisrael. It's northwest of Eretz Yisrael. If you look at the map, it's slightly up and left. Northwest. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, everybody is in agreement. Shiyamidu koisel beis haknesses. Therefore, you should make the front of the shul noite ktsas, leaning slightly litzad mizrochis deroimis, southeast shol olam. If Europe is in the northwest, then even though we call it west, which means you put the base, you put the shul in the east, but that's actually not accurate. Because Europe is not to the west of Eretz Yisrael, it's to the northwest of Eretz Yisrael. In which case, the shul should not be in an eastern direction, but rather in a southeast direction. She'oz, because that way, ta'amoid mechuvon, it'll be exactly, correctly placed, keneged Eretz Yisrael, ubeis hamigdosh v'kodshe hakodosh. V'chein kol medino, so too says the Mishnah Berurah, every country, Lefi tachanoisa, according to its location, ya'amidu habeis hakneses lefi darko. That's what you should do. Now, look at the last line of this Mishnah Berurah, very interesting. The Kosav B'Prima Godim, this lengthy Mishnah Berurah, again, in my text, it's four lines from the bottom in the middle. I don't know if everybody's text is the same. The Kosav B'Prima Godim, D'B'Makaymois She'oisin HaKoisel Mamish Neged HaMizrach. In those places where they make the front wall of the Beis HaMegdrash exactly to the east, Toiv lasois mokim horav, they should put the rav's place litzfoin aron hakodesh, on the north side of the aron hakodesh, which would mean on the left. So again, if you're davening in the groshul, where a cornfield sits, that's indeed on the tzofin. The dorim is the right hand side, the tzofin is the left. Why would you put the rav's seat on the left? So that he can face slightly the Aron HaKodesh, which means he's facing the south. And remember, we said before, Chazal say if you want to become wise, that you should be facing in a southern direction. The Bedoraim Efshel Lahadrim, because if you're already in the south, you can't face more southwards, because then you'll have your back towards the base to the Aron HaKodesh. So I think that's why in many, many shuls, you'll notice that that's why the Rav's seat is on the left and where the Chazan stands is on the right. I think I have seen Rabbi Yosef Marx, do you remember Hager's in London? Hager's shul?
And the Hager's very well.
Right, so there you have the opposite way around, right? You have the Chazan on the left and Rav Gershon Hager, the Rav, sits on the right.
That's true, yeah.
But I think it's pretty safe to say that in most shuls, that's not the case. In most shuls, the Rav is on the left and the Chazan is on the right, if not in the middle. Okay, let's just finish off this Ramah, because it's an important halacha to know. Chazal tell us that if you want to become wise, you should be facing southwards. So look back into the Ramah, the bottom line of the Ramah. Umisha roitza l'kayim amora. If somebody wants to fulfill the words haroitza l'hashir yatzbin, if you want to become wealthy, you move towards the right. Oy l'hachkim yadrim, you may do that. B'mikol mokayim yitzadeit ponov l'mizrach, you should still be facing your face to the mizrach. Now, we've already said that when you're in shul, do what everybody else does. I'll never forget when I was once sitting with my Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman Ulman, somebody came into the Beis Hayra, an older gentleman, maybe 60s or 70s, and he was clearly relatively new to Haredi and from Yiddishkeit. And he asked Rav Ulman, in English actually, should I be wearing tcheles in my tzitzis? Which is a highly controversial subject. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Ulman answered him quite emphatically. He said, no, you shouldn't. And rather than getting involved in a whole halachic discussion, he said to him, and he asked me to translate, because he was very keen to make sure that his words were understood. He said to him, I want to teach you a very big yesoid in Yiddishkeit. And that is, if you're not sure what to do, you look at the way everybody else in Klal Yisrael is, mekayim a particular mitzvah, and that's the way you should do it as well. So without getting involved in the halachics of yes, tcheles or not tcheles, and I'm fully aware that there are people, very great Talmidei Chachamim, who do wear tcheles, but as a general psak for the rabbin, if you're not sure what to do, how is it that we're mekayim a mitzvah, then look at the way the rest of Klal Yisrael are doing it, and this is the way that they always have done it, and that's what you should do as well. Don't be different to the tzibur. So certainly, if you're in a shul, then this whole principle that we're learning now does not apply. Imagine you come to the shul, there's 100 people there, everybody's facing towards the Aron HaKodesh, and there's one person facing 90 degrees off course towards the right. And you ask him, what are you doing? And he says, because the Gemara says, if you want to become wise, then you face the right. No, that's incorrect. We're talking about somebody who's by himself, and the Ramah says, you can do that, but at least your face should be towards Mizrach. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah, because this is very, very interesting. That means we have a little bit of a contradiction. What's the contradiction? On the one hand, you're supposed to be facing east. On the other hand, he wants to be facing south because he wants to become wise, or north because he wants to become wealthy. So he has a contradiction. I can't be facing two directions at the same time. So the compromise that the Ramah comes up with is face whichever direction you like, but at least your face, your ponim, should be towards the Mizrach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'Rashi Pirush Ipcha. Rashi says the exact opposite way round, and that is Sheyamoid la Mizrach. More important is the way that you are standing, not where your face is. That should be towards the Mizrach, V'Tzadeit Ponov la Doroim. And have your face towards the Doroim. Not facing Doroim and with your ponim towards Mizrach, but rather your whole guf towards Mizrach and your ponim towards Doroim. Oilat Sofoin, V'chein minogeinu. And that is our custom, V'nochainu, and that is correct. Why? Look what he says. Kedei shelo yehei choluk ba'amidosei min hatzibur. So that you should not be standing in a different direction to the tzibur. Exactly as we just said. If you're standing in the Beis HaMedrash, we don't want to have the entire tzibur facing one direction and you're facing a different direction just with your ponim towards the Aron HaKodesh. No, to the contrary. You daven in the same direction as everybody else, and if you want, you can move your ponim to the right or the left, depending if you want a chochma or ashirus. Okay, just have a look very, very briefly at the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel. That's what we said before. Mi she'eina yochai l'chavin haruchais. If somebody is not able to be machin, to point himself or his goof or his face in the directions that we've mentioned until now, then at least yechavin liboy la'oviv shebashomayim. Then at least he should mechavin his heart towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the Gemara that we saw before. So ultimately, the lave is the most important tefillah, is avodah shebaleiv. But next best is your ponim, is your face, and of course the absolute best is the whole guf. So these are the halachas, siman sadi dalet, sif aleph, beis, and gimel, and it all comes directly from our Gemara. Okay, be'ezus Hashem, I hope be'ezus Hashem Tuesday, we'll be together again, 9 o'clock, we'll see you then, Miss Hashem.
Okay, neshkayach.